The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's Carl Bott on a very happy, happy day here for me. And I'm with Trish Clark, and I'm who is partnering up on Thursdays. And then, of course, we have Ashley. And the only thing I can – Ashley, who is our producer and runs the show and all that kind of stuff. Now, the only thing I can say is I just said I'm happy, happy because I am surrounded by two – very strong females that are not happy this morning for a variety of reasons.
Well, but I choose happy.
You choose
it's
happy.
It's all better from here.
Yeah. You know, you just have to flow with it.
You just got to.
Okay, this is how it is. Well, what do we do next? Yeah, well, keep looking forward because that's the direction you're headed.
There you go. Hey, look, the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Give people their, share with our listeners the weather.
Well, boy, the fine print on this is incredible. We're going to be looking for a high today of 98, a low of 71, and on Friday, a high of 101, a low of 73. Saturday, a high of 100, low of 70. Sunday, back down to the double digits, 97, and on Monday, 99. It's just kind of staying the same. It's currently 70 degrees in downtown Reading. No rain in sight and just kind of hovering around that 100 degree mark for the foreseeable future. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, so I roll in here around 6:30. And my producers always come in like 15 minutes early before the show so they can set up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sue, of course, has been off this week due to the death of her mom. And the funeral was yesterday at the church. But I think the internment's today. So we've been running the national news. No problem. So I'm in here. And the first person that walks through the doors at like 5 till is Trish. And she goes, "What's wrong?" I went, "With what?" She goes, "Where's Sue?"
Well, I've been on the East Coast for 2 weeks. I'm listening to the radio.
Fired her while you were gone?
Well, what? I'm listening to the radio coming in here, and I'm going to 96.5 FM, and I'm going, well, I've been gone 2 weeks. I can't have forgotten the station. And then I go to 1460, and same thing, and I'm going, what in the world? Where's Sue? Oh.
Well, at the same time, you're going, "Where's Sue?" I'm going, "Where's Ashley?" Because, we're getting to go into the news, and Ashley's not here. That kind of – then you want to see somebody's day to go downhill. That's going to be Carl putting us on the air by running producer in there. And
It's the red button.
I know.
You hit the red button and
hit the red
right.
button, we're okay. So I call Ashley, and I hear this. I can't understand anything she says except back door. So – and she's at the back door. And then she comes in. Ashley is not here.
So it was a little bit of a hectic start this morning.
A little bit, but it was
all good.
You know what?
It's all good.
We all went on the air, and nobody would know about this, except I thought it was Sherry, because now I'm sitting there wondering,
Can I do this all by myself?
If there's certain subjects I shouldn't get into today, all of a sudden I'm going to get,
So long as it doesn't involve cats and oatmeal, I think we should be fine.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. That's too bad. That was my first segment. Okay.
Okay.
Good morning. Welcome back home.
Hey. It's good to be home. It's good to be home. But I had a marvelous, marvelous trip.
You were, where you at?
I was in, I took my grandson, my oldest grandson, who just graduated from high school, and we went to Washington, D.C.
Wow. You know what?
Big shout out to Congressman LaMalfa's office. I had worked with Ashley
Parker.
Two girls back there in his office, and they did just an outstanding job of lining up great experiences. The congressman was kind enough to take us over to the Capitol and through the House chambers, and the Senate chambers, and we were able to move around in the underground and, you know, the whole thing. We also got to take pictures on Nancy Pelosi's balcony that has the best view of the whole thing.
Of course, because she is she is Wattash.
Yeah, and we're in the chambers while things were going on at both things. We did a tour of the FBI. I have a friend, my like adopted daughter, that her husband works in the Pentagon. So we had a great tour of the Pentagon.
Oh, that's great.
It was just magical. We did the National Mall, which you saw on TV with all those people. Well, those people weren't all there when we went through it. We saw all of the memorials, and we're able to get just I'm hitting highlights. We're able to actually get at Arlington Cemetery on the tour there, and got right at the beginning and got to front row watch the whole changing of the guard. Right?
Isn't that something?
It's
that
so impressive.
Did you get to go then up through the old home of General Lee's wife? I mean, her family owned Arlington.
Yes.
And they had a home there.
Yes.
And a general, when people wonder, you know, when people talk about Arlington, well, see, Arlington, that whole area, a majority of it was part of a farm or a plantation, you could say, owned by Robert E. Lee's wife's family, Custis, I think is her name.
Yeah.
And the general that was there hated Lee, you know, war and all that. And he started using their property as a burial, as a cemetery. And he started putting Northern soldiers in there. And that's what started it. And he says, they're never coming back here. And so that's how Arlington got started.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they were, you know, burying thousands of soldiers there from the Civil War.
You know, and they kind of give that history.
I think I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you're
to
pretty
it.
Close to yeah. it. But, you know, for me, if it was such, I've seen most of it. I had not been to Arlington Cemetery before. I'd been through most of what we saw. The FBI tour was incredible. We went through the FBI office.
You got that?
Yeah.
Who said? Did you set all these up?
I did. I started months in advance. I worked through the congressman's office, and there's a page you go to, and you have to go through a lot of security clearances and what have you. I am fortunate enough to Tony Fish, who's a lot of people know Tony. He's from this area. His mother his mother and father were teachers down in Anderson High School. But he is a retired colonel from the Army, and he now is a works in the Pentagon as a government employee.
He's double dipping.
Could be. I'm a triple dipper, so it's okay.
You know what? When people retire from the military, a lot of times they'll be hired to go back, you know, and work in their specialties.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't believe there's anything wrong with that. When we have police and firemen retiring at age 50, I mean, what are they going to do?
Exactly.
So they've got to go to work someplace. And so, you know, some of them, you know, I totally changed up what I was doing, even though I was first hired to be by a company to be a contractor, to be a consultant. And I hated it. I did it for like 2 months and hated it. And then I ended up in Croatia doing a contract that I was doing. So.
Well, and that's actually when he went back as a contract employee. And then after being in there for a while, he went back to work actually for the government. They actually then live in Virginia. So if we went from there, and went to Lake Monticello over in Virginia and spent the 4th of July and and did fishing and boating. And I think, you know, it's hard to tell an 18-year-old boy. They're not the most talkative people in the world. He's quiet, and he, of course, he was surrounded by adults for the whole time. But all the pictures that we posted on Facebook, lots of smiles. He seemed to be having a really good time.
He seemed like he was having a good time.
Exactly. And he kept saying he was. So.
He's surrounded by adults. He's 18. He's an adult now.
Gosh,
he can vote. He can do everything except in California. He can't smoke cigarettes or dip snuff or buy a gun until he's 21.
Yeah.
But, you know, that sounded like a great trip. I want you to take me on a trip, Trish, you know. Set it up like that. I'd love to do that. I mean, I've never been in FBI headquarters. I've been in Quantico, you know, where they do all the training.
Yes,
I've been there.
And they showed us a film of that. This was an inquiry. And my grandson wants to be a police officer.
His goal
is to be a detective.
Mm-hmm.
He was fascinated, of course, then by the detective, by the FBI.
The amount of stuff they can do.
And the Pentagon.
You know, something you can't forget, and we're getting ready to take a break. The vast majority of the FBI are so They're at a lot of them are at the, you know, at the peak of law enforcement.
They're
out there busting the bad guys and all this. Do not get down on the FBI because of the antics of several at the top.
That's right.
That came up through an administration that had a different viewpoint on what is leadership qualities. That's all I can say about that.
Final point on the tour and what we saw back there. We get jaded about the lack of support for the present administration based on what we see on TV and what we hear in the news media and what they keep focusing on. The red hats, the Trump support is all over the East Coast, all over Washington, D.C. We were in and around that mall area for 5 days. All of the, you know, where the,
sure.
the Pentagon.
I'm surprised you weren't there on the 4th of July.
Well, we went to Virginia for the 4th of July. But the point I'm making is I saw no demonstrations other than in support of the president. I saw lots of red hats. On every tour, there was all kinds of Trump supporters. I didn't see any of that animosity that they constantly deluge us with, that it's all over and everybody hates him.
Well, it's
just
not,
isn't
it's not
true.
He's got the highest ratings that he's had. You know, I'm not saying, and I guess, you know, I'm not saying everything President Trump does is right. But then again, I didn't say everything President Obama did was wrong, because he did many things that he started the ball rolling on the veterans, you know, helping veterans, and he did some other things. Nobody's perfect, and yet it seems like we don't give this man a chance. I mean, from the very beginning,
they hated him
they were wrong. The media was wrong. The major news media that were predicting that day of the election it was going to be a landslide for Hillary Clinton. Then when they lost, they still haven't gotten over that. And then, in my opinion, once they've started it, they've got to continue it, because to say Trump is doing good things completely destroys what they've been pushing, you know, through this whole 2.5-3 years. And now with the election coming up, they've got to even redouble it, because now they've got to show us that, oh, he's just a one-term president. We were right. And if he wins again, and there's probably a good chance if the Democrats keep raising their hands about, hey, providing abortions for and killing children after they're born, killing babies after they're born, and raising taxes and taking away your guns and your religious rights, you know, they're not gonna win, because I tell you what, the center of this country and these states with the votes in the Electoral College, which is the rule.
And how they're going to get elected, like it or not, that's
whether you
how it
like
works.
It or not, and you're not going to change it. In fact, I think these laws that are taking, saying that every vote that goes in, you know, if they win the popular vote in the state, it goes to that candidate. Everything goes to that candidate. That, to me, is taken away. That is fascism. That, to me, is fascism.
Well, and it's against that's against the Constitution. Just can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it.
That's how we elect presidents, the Electoral College.
Well, the thing is that in the state of California, if 51% of the people vote for Hillary Clinton, 49% of the people vote for Trump, we should get 49% of electoral votes in this state. But that's not the way they do it.
No. Nope.
That's not
well,
the way they do it.
The Electoral College. And here's the point that people miss. If, in fact, we were getting elected on popular vote.
Yeah.
Then President Trump or any other candidate would be going to the places to get the popular vote. If you don't need it to get elected, then you go where the Electoral College votes are.
The difference was Los Angeles or
New York. That's exactly
That's
right.
It. Okay, here we got to take a break. We're really past now.
Okay.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite has got so many different deals going on, but if you're 55 and older, you're going to get a special deal from BNT Satellite. Besides the $300 certificates that they mailed out, they've got a plan for 55 and older. If you switch over to Dish to our BNT Satellite right here, you're going to get free rental movies for 4 years of service each month, your first movie, free upgrades, all of this and more. And then there's other cash out there that's available that BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley's putting out there. 1007 Dana to stop by or just give them a call. Again, 241-3474-241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's about 71 degrees already. You know, it's raising its way up to 100 today. We'll be right back.
Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 7:25 in the morning here, about 72 degrees going up to, what was it, 100 today? Like 101 today.
No, we're looking at 98.
Okay,
today.
98. And oh, it's tomorrow we hit it. Yeah, that's right. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here today. And we're playing that one because I've noticed that there's a township up in Minnesota, the same one that voted the one of the far-left candidates into the office, into the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. They said, you know what, we have so many immigrants in our nation, you know, that up here that we're just not going to have that Pledge of Allegiance. It makes some of them feel uncomfortable, and it doesn't include them. But, I mean, this is what they said. So they voted not to have the Pledge of Allegiance in front of each meeting. And the uproar in the town, I mean, the people filled the chambers with American flags and all this. How can you do this? And they started to back down. They said, well, you know, we'll discuss this again. But, I mean, and then it showed there's like four or five, there's one in Oakland and who knows. But they don't want to have the Pledge of Allegiance because it makes immigrants feel uncomfortable. I would think it would make immigrants feel very comfortable in being in a country that they tried so hard to get here.
Assuming
and now
they've
been given, and they've been given the freedoms automatically and everything else that this country offers automatically. And yet they're saying it doesn't make them feel comfortable.
We're going out of our way, and people don't want to recognize the fact that this one world order kind of thing. All of this stuff falls right into the line that we're not special, that we're not, we need to not have borders and we need to not be different than the rest of the world. Everybody should be treated the same. Well, that's not going to work for us. We're America. And we need to go back to all of the things that this country was founded on. And there's a reason that everybody's trying to get into this country. And it's because of all those things that are represented by our Constitution and by that Pledge of Allegiance.
You know,
when they're swearing in, this another one falls right into that same thing. When they're swearing witnesses in now in the House of Representatives, they are not using under God.
I know.
And they're getting called on it every time that one of the Republicans will stand up and say, excuse me, the pledge you just took, blah, blah, blah. But the bottom line is they're getting away with it. They're not having to do that. Well, you know, they don't have to. If the witness doesn't choose to do that, they don't have to.
Yeah.
Who decided that?
Well, you know, it nobody. This is just, but see, here's the problem. When they start doing things like this, then it becomes normal. But see, it's not normal. And when it's not normal, you need to stand up and fight against it. You need to fight against the fact that the Pledge of Allegiance, you don't want to have it. Well, then I don't want you as my representative then. So, hey, guess what? I'm gonna either recall you or vote you out next time. You know, and this is just a, you know what? I hate to say this, piss at a group of people that want to do this. I mean, they're not representing the voters there. This is something, this goes to in Starbucks in Scottsdale, Arizona. Five policemen from the Tempe Police Department went in, bought their coffee. First of all, buying coffee from Starbucks is like buying coffee
acid.
You know what? And I know there's Starbucks here, and I know employees, people, and the people there are really nice. But you know what? I would no sooner buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks than I would put diesel into my gasoline car. All right. So a customer there said, "Oh no, you know what? I'm frightened by these policemen here. Can you ask them to leave?" And the idiot at Starbucks, went out to the police and said, "You're going to have to leave. You're frightening our customer."
Yeah.
You know what? Right then,
Starbucks is double backing and apologizing all over the place.
But this is how they did it.
It's done.
Do you remember when the two African Americans were arrested in that Starbucks?
Yeah.
And they shut down the whole company for a day to talk, you know, to get into, you know, diversity and all this stuff, and mm-hmm. everybody had to go through this. Obviously, this person did not learn that, because it's not just people of color; it's all people that you should be treating with respect. And so you tell these policemen, they're out there protecting your butt, that, oh, you frightened me. You frightened me.
Yeah.
You know what? And they did. They apologized. They didn't say they're going to fire the person. And that's fine. But they're, you know, if they're not going to fire them, because, but have we come to the spot where police standing there in their uniforms are asked to leave someplace because you frighten somebody? Well, why are you frightened? What have you done wrong?
Yeah. Do you know, Carl, it there's a pattern here that's been going on for some time. We allowed all of this, like you say, little, it becomes normal. Way back, and we're talking, back in the 60s and 70s, and we had Angela Davis down in Southern California decided she was going to teach school. Remember this?
Yeah.
She was going to teach school. She's communist. Avowed communist. She's going to teach communism. People sprung up, and we said, you can't have a communist in the classroom teaching our children. What is the world coming to? Courts came back and said, yeah, you can.
Of course
she can. She can be in there. She can teach them anything she wants to. And we didn't continue to say, wait a minute, the curriculum needs to be the American religion. And then we came up with all of the other things that I was saying hand signals.
Trying to figure out if Bob is still on the line.
He is.
Okay, Bob, we're going to get to you right after the break. Yeah, but you're right.
But then we came in and they allowed them to say, okay, well, we're not going to say a prayer anymore in the classroom because that makes some people uncomfortable. They don't have to say the prayer. But we allowed that to happen as well. And little by little, we've chipped away at that basis of what this mm-hmm. country is about. And now, all of a sudden, we've got to stand back and take a look that we're in real trouble here.
Well,
if we don't start, like you said, standing up, taking a stand in your community and saying, no, you will say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. And you will stand. You will stand for
And you'll stop tearing down our history with all your statues.
Hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, if you didn't know that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Bob and Chris, hang on to the other side here, and we'll get right to you on the other side of the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. That's right, 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce, specializing in home electronics, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Not only that, he has radios. Great radios. Now, these radios, you're saying, well, I can't get AM, I can't get FM in the house. He's got the radios that do it. Not only that, but they've got the Weather Channel on it, so you can follow things that are going on. I think it's got shortwave on it, and they're at a very, very reasonable price. So go on down and see Clyde at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give him a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, "Can you see?"
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Thursday, the 11th of July. It's about 72 degrees out there, going up to 99 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Tired of doing the dishes, tired of the plumbing problems, tired of cutting grass? Are you tired of that? Well, then it's cutting into your free time. River Commons Senior Living, it's like a little cruise ship parked at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Gourmet chefs, activity directors, transportation if you want it. You can even have your pet there. See what they can do. And see what, how living there could be just a great, great place. As many people have discovered, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons, Senior Living. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you're first.
Well, good morning, Carl and Trish.
Good morning,
Bob. You
know,
you were talking about this thing, not saying the Pledge of Allegiance back in Minnesota, but if you look at this city, it is run mainly by Muslims. Now, I'm not saying all Muslims are this way, because I know quite a few of them, and they're very nice people. But the ones that do not like America, that come here and want to bring their trash with them, and they want the way it is in their country because they're trying to overtake the world, I think we ought to round them up and send them back to where they come from. If they like it so much, don't bring it here. We don't want it in America.
You're saying it's like in that famous line, "I've got enough crazy in here already. I don't need more."
You got it. We have enough of our own problems. Don't bring us yours.
You know what? I took a look at the city council, and, you know, none were wearing headscarves or anything like this. These were, they were very... you know, I could be wrong. It just because I didn't get all the
very Americanized.
But they were, but the ones that I saw in this council were, you know, blonde haired and blue eyed. So, but it doesn't mean that what you're saying isn't true, because that is a very strong Muslim population up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob.
Well,
thanks a lot.
You know, I don't know. America has done more for this world than anyone, and they hate us more than anywhere in the world. And I don't seem to understand that. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
So many people wanting to come to this country because of what we are, and then why are we trying, you know, it seems like we're trying to change it to something else. But ask the people
they're fleeing.
Yeah, well, ask the people when they come here. You know, they can live anywhere in the world. You know, and some people coming over here, doctors and people, you know, engineers that have taken the, you know, the right path in here. They love this country. And they are very, very concerned that the country that they came into is changing.
But you have only to look at what's happened in Europe. It's being overrun. They say that by 2020, 2022, they will have completely, the Muslim population will have completely taken over the country of Belgium.
Well, no,
Italy, I was there saying, recently. It's amazing. Whole sections of the town are blocked off for the citizens that are Belgian citizens. They can't go there.
Well, part of the problem also is, well, you're right, and they're saying Italy is, by it's just a matter of time because of the birth rates. The Italian birth rate, they're saying it's too slow. I mean, they're having two children. I mean, this is a Catholic country, and they're having two children, and they're immigrants. They're having four or five children.
They're doing it. Yep. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States as well. Look at the birth population. We're not having enough children to sustain our population. Those that are coming in here are having five, six, seven children. Only a matter of time.
And that doesn't mean that they're not coming in here and working and Americans and all this. I mean,
but they're not becoming Americans. They're not coming over here and they don't want to use our flag. They don't want to do our practices. They want to do their own thing. They want to operate under Sharia law. They want to have whole communities, and they're doing it across the United States. And anybody that believes they're not is not paying attention.
I don't know.
We have one more call to go to the phone.
We got to go to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Chris.
I had an interesting experience early this morning. I was having one of those moments of insomnia. So I got up in the middle of the night and turned on the radio, and I was on your station, your KCNR, and it was Larry Elder's show.
Uh-huh.
And they were having a similar discussion regarding, you know, the Rapino and disrespect to the national anthem and all this other stuff. So he played an outtake or some sort of recording, and it was from the National Hockey League.
Oh yeah, that was a.
Yeah.
It wasn't the National Hockey League. It was a hockey team.
Yeah.
So a semi-pro team. If this is the same one I'm thinking about.
Well, it's the one where he said, you know, I think they're having like a rookie orientation.
Oh, okay.
If you guys come into the league, and you're not going to disrespect the flag of the United, if you're going to disrespect the flag of the United States or Canada, or you're not going to respect the national anthem of the United States and Canada, you might as well pack up your gear and leave because you will never play in this league.
That's right.
That was it.
The NHL will not put up with this.
That's it. Well, and this thing has gotten like 6.5 million hits on it. And you know, and here's the thing: is does Megan Rapinoe? And I tell you what, she is a daughter of our town,
and she is
the world's best soccer player. At the World Cup.
Female soccer player.
Female, okay. I'm not getting into that. Female soccer player.
And that's part of the problem.
Well,
She plays in the women's soccer league.
That's not what I'm talking about, Trish. I'm talking about the fact is that if she chooses to not sing the national anthem, not put her hand over her heart, and she's standing there because she's forced, that's totally up to her, and she lives with that. But it doesn't mean I have to agree with it. I vehemently oppose it. But I do not blame her parents. People are saying things about her parents, and that's just not right. These are our neighbors here in town. You may not like what Megan has done, but Megan also has done things for our city, raising money after the fires, coming in, you know, doing things like that to help out. You may not agree with her political ideals, and I don't. But I don't condemn her totally for that.
Oh, and I don't either.
Okay.
She is a gifted athlete. But for her to come out and make statements like she has, portraying one of the things she's portrayed is that she had problems because of who she is in this community. This community has supported her and been proud of her and sent her off to this league. To the Olympics, the whole community was behind her, has always been. And for her to now come back and say part of her struggle because of who she is, and then to make statements like the Women's League could not win or could never do these titles if they didn't have three gay members, what's that got to do anything? No
one. Have any of you heard the statistics that they put out about her argument that the women are not paid enough, that there's a disparity between the pay?
Yeah.
Because they had the numbers. I heard this yesterday. And the Women's Hockey League roughly brings in about $830 million. That's globally.
Uh-huh.
And the women are paid 13% of that number.
Mm-hmm.
The men's hockey brings in between $4 and $5 billion, and the men are paid 9%.
There you go.
So how can she say that the women are underpaid?
Well, it also is the women play twice as many games as the men.
Well, but the other thing is there's probably maybe 10% as many teams in women's soccer as there is in men's soccer.
Well, that's true. Okay, hey, Chris, we got to run. Thanks. Thanks for the phone call.
The bottom line, Carl, I just got to say this. The bottom line is she is the one that introduced all this into the conversation. Everybody is proud of her. She's a gifted athlete. She could be a role model and all of those things. She is the one that has insisted that this conversation from the first time they put a microphone in her hand is about her sexuality and about all these other things. It should be about women's soccer.
Well, you know, the one thing is that We won the championship.
We did.
And all we hear about is Megan. There was more women on that team. And when the American flag, I don't know if you noticed when they were jumping around, the American flag was dropped on the ground.
And she flipped her hand on it. You betcha. But
another American girl picked that flag up immediately and put it around her shoulder.
Yes.
So, you know, you can't, I just don't want people to think that, you know, first of all, Megan wouldn't have scored the goals without the rest of that team.
You
know, We haven't heard enough about the team.
That's right.
You know, in my opinion, it's like, you know, Tom Brady. Is there anybody else on the team besides Tom Brady?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's the guys in the trenches supporting each other. Anyway,
well, then
we got to run.
Then we get right back to the media. And that's hear what the media wants us to hear. And we have a guest in the studio,
Carl. We have to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, if you go to the emergency room, God forbid that, but if you go there, you know the horrible tales you hear of being there for 4 or 5 hours before you're seen. Shasta Regional Medical Center sees their time for all their patients is 30 minutes or less. You've been seen by a doctor. And you've been treated. Many of them are then treated and released right then. Some people will take longer, but the average is less than 30 minutes. So, and you've got a choice. If you're going to the hospital and you want to, if you're going to the emergency room, think about Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Gidget Sousa, Sousa Legal.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes, and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner, and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookie.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
When Bill was returning from riding the range in the cold, he thought of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was lasting as gold.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm not sure
what that has to do with
KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
It's called Philadelphia Lawyer.
Oh, Philadelphia Lawyer. Okay, I got it. Because we're going to be talking legal services.
All
hey,
right.
I'm here with Gidget Souza of Souza Legal, Mediation and Paralegal Services. And the reason I'm having Gidget on today is that she helped us. A whole lot was the did all the legal work, all the forms and everything for this conservatorship we were doing for a friend of ours who is suffering from dementia, and his wife is an older lady, and she helped guide
military
us. Yeah, it's a military, and she helped guide us through by doing all the paperwork there. And the only thing I can say is, you know, it was and I can get you to say this, we weren't perfect. Because this was the, but here's what it is. We had to go back maybe one more time because something had not been done, or something was omitted because it wasn't clear in the instructions. But it saved the family thousands of dollars to be able to do this. Uh-huh. And that's what I was going for. I was to save money. But Gidget, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. How long have you been in the legal field?
About 20 years.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you worked in legal offices? And
yeah, I started off, I was in college while my husband was in the Air Force, and I got to volunteer at JAG at Lackland Air Force Base down in San Antonio. And then when we moved out here, I had three classes left, finished my degree, and just started out at the Senior Legal Center and then just kind of temped and learned my way around the city and the county and multiple areas of law. I have my degree, so I'm pretty proficient in most areas of law.
So what you have too is you have to go through training and licensing and all this, right? Or do you? How do you do it?
It's a 2-year degree. It did take me 5 years because of when my husband got out of the Air Force and we moved, and then I had my daughter, so it kind of spaced it out. No, the only license I have is the city business license.
Okay.
And then I'm a state contractor as well.
Okay. But you provide professional assistance for bankruptcy divorces, guardianships, but you are not a lawyer, and you're quickly to point this out. You do not give legal advice.
Oh, absolutely not. My favorite quote is, "You seem like a nice person, but I am not going to prison for you."
There's a lot of things that are just plain paperwork that you can do. I mean, I could do it. I could have done the conservatorship if I had wanted to sit down and take the time to go through there and fill out all the paperwork with all the nuances on it. And even then, the judge would come up with something new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't anywhere that we saw, but it was something that had to be done, but it was not clear. They don't make it like, first you do this. There's no like instructions that do that. So having a paralegal can help you walk through a lot of these things. Contracts, mm-hmm. going through contracts for your expungements, pardons. Mm-hmm. These are all pretty much just paperwork that's filled out.
It is. In California, they're called judicial counsel forms. Some are pleadings, the ones with the two lines and the numbers down the side. But I guess most of it is knowing how to read the forms and knowing how to find those, I guess you could say, hidden questions in there. They're kind of, if you're familiar with computer programming and the if-then statements, there's a lot of things that are kind of like that. And being familiar with the filing procedures and deadlines.
Statute of limitations.
Well, yeah.
All those different things.
Lots of different things.
That you have to watch out for. You know, Carl, probably this is something you don't know about me. That's what I did before I moved up here, and I was a paralegal in Idaho and in San Jose.
Yeah, so you understand.
I do. Yeah.
Okay, now you're certified, though, with professional licenses. Legal assisting, paralegal degree, certified civil mediator.
Correct.
Certified in grandparent guardianship, kinship care. And then, of course, you're contracted. But you've helped out veterans. That's how I got your name.
Yes.
Your name was given to me by the, I'm not sure who it was, but somebody in our veterans community, that because you've helped out with the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
I thought you said it was that Veterans Service Office.
It could be that, Reading Veterans Resource Center, Inter-Tribal Council. Mm-hmm. You've helped out a lot of people here.
Well, my husband is an Air Force veteran, and I am the proud mama of an Army veteran son. He just got out after 10 and a half years a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Now, how do people get a hold of you?
You can just call my direct line to my office. It is 530-710-0851.
Okay. And then you don't farm this out to other people.
No, it's just me. I love what I do, obviously. I've kind of got it all streamlined after 20 years. Of course, it's a learning experience, and the courts will change their laws and rules on occasion, and you have to kind of learn how to adapt to that. But
you've got all the software on your computers that help this out, too.
Oh, sure.
This is a whole different world, because when I was doing this, this was before computers and when I was doing this, in fact, we had carbon copies, and typed it, and you didn't make an error when you were typing because...
No.
Then you all of so it changed considerably to go back now and have it all computerized and not have form files that you go to and retype the same thing over and over again if you're doing all that stuff. So this is it's very interesting work though.
Oh, absolutely! I learn new stuff all the time. And when I was in college, we literally had the floppy disks.
Okay. Gidget Souza Legal. Mediation and Paralegal Services, 530-710-0851, or you can send her an email at gidget@susaweb.com. And if you're getting ready to get into some kind of, you know, legal things that, it's just, you know, the paperwork or your filing stuff, and you don't want to pay $250 an hour or $300 an hour or $400 an hour, you might want to give Gidget a call. Again, she's not a lawyer. She's there to assist you. She's not going to give you legal advice. But she's there to assist you with the forms. And I can just say is that a conservatorship is not an easy thing. And you've got us through this. In fact, we got the last piece of paper right here from Mike Scott and for the bond. And I want to speak shout out to him too. But okay, Gidget Sousa, Sousa Legal, 710-0851, or write to her at Gidget at SousaWeb.com. Thanks for coming in this morning. Even
thank
if you came in at
me.
6.
I know.
Hey,
well, there you go.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to have another candidate for our assembly in the 1st District running. So this will make our 4th one that we have on. Now we're and another Republican. And we'll find out what his platform is. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump talks about the census later today, and specifically his effort to have a citizenship question returned to the national headcount.
Today's public White House schedule makes no mention of it, but the president says he'll hold a news conference this afternoon on the census and citizenship after hosting a social media summit. The Supreme Court, for now, has stopped the administration from asking a citizenship question on the census. The president said last week he might try to force the issue through an executive order or memorandum.
We're thinking about doing that. It's one of the ways. We have 4 or 5 ways we can do it.
An executive order by itself would not override court rulings blocking the question, but it could give administration lawyers a new way of trying to convince courts that it should be included. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump delayed them for a few weeks, but now ICE raids targeting illegal aliens are reportedly set to begin. The New York Times, citing unnamed officials with knowledge of the plan, reports the raids will target recent illegals who have deportation orders against them. The raids could begin as early as Sunday. Gulf Coast residents being urged to keep an eye on the weather. The region's bracing for what could become a tropical storm, even perhaps a hurricane, by this weekend. And parts of New Orleans are already underwater. Mayor LaToya Cantrell pleading with residents to
pay attention to all tornado as well as flash flood warnings. Be prepared for the impacts.
The mayor on WWL-TV, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, has declared a state of emergency, and most of the Louisiana coastline is now under a hurricane watch. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 133 points, while the NASDAQ is down 2, the S&P 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
French officials are defending plans to impose a 3% tax on internet and tech companies after the U.S. announced an investigation into the pending levy.
France's new tax would apply to any internet company that operates in the country and has annual global revenues of more than 750 million euros. Around 30 companies fall into that bracket, said the country's finance minister Bruno Le Maire. But U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer said the tax unfairly targets American companies because the majority of the firms that meet the criteria are from the U.S., companies such as Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple. The investigation could lead to new U.S. tariffs on French goods.
The BBC's Dave Lee. Greek authorities say the death toll from a powerful storm that hit northern Greece has increased to 6 after an injured child died overnight. News and analysis at townhall.com. The White House says Congress might need to extend the government's borrowing limit before lawmakers leave on their August break.
A report this week by a bipartisan policy group projected the government could run out of cash by early September because of lower than expected tax revenue. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin met with GOP congressional leaders and said there is potentially the need to do something before everybody leaves for the summer recess. That timetable would pressure Congress to try to cut a deal on a debt limit measure, which takes lengthy and sometimes contentious negotiations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new Harvard study finds shortening hours for doctors during residency training has not harmed patients. Researchers wanted to know whether limiting trainee doctors to 80 hours a week affected the quality of care. The conclusion, it did not. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Trish Clark is with me today. And what's the weather look like, Trish?
Well, the weather looks like it's 74 degrees as we speak, come up about 4 degrees since we started the show. We're going to be 98 today, a low of 71. On Friday, I'm going to dip right up into those hundreds again, 101. And on Friday night, 73. On Saturday, 100 degrees. And on Saturday night, 70 degrees. Sunday, 97, a low of 69, and Monday, a 99. So we're going to be hovering right around that century mark for the next several days. And I don't know why it makes such a difference, whether it's 101 or 99, but it just feels a little hotter when it goes right over that 100 mark. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, we're here today with Lane Rickard, who is running for the first assembly seat. So, good morning, Lane.
Carl, thank you very much for allowing me to come and speak with you today about my candidacy.
Tell us a little about you.
Yeah, so I'm a local Redding native. I'm actually a Native American of the local Wintu tribe here in Shasta County.
I met you over there during that, didn't I? Did I meet you over there?
So I do own a community consulting business. And
okay.
I've worked with the Redding Rancheria for
maybe that's it.
Certain city issues. Yeah. So my family's owned a tool and die shop here in Redding for nearly 50 years. My grandpa was a sheriff, county deputy, and an Anderson police officer. So my family has a long history here in Shasta County. I grew up at Shasta High School. I played football 4 years at Shasta High, and then I graduated from Shasta College with a political science degree. Was there at 18 for some weird reason. I decided I wanted to get into politics, and I started by helping run a local city council campaign for Brent Weaver. It was a successful campaign, and through that campaign, I met with State Senator Ted Gaines, and I was requested to become an intern. A week later, they ended up hiring me, and for the next 5 years, I would work in the Senate District Office here in Redding, and eventually worked my way up to manning the Redding District Office.
Well, that's why I've seen you around here.
Yeah, so I've been around the community. I've had the opportunity to meet with local officials, talk to different supervisors and organizations, and travel mostly through Shasta County and Siskiyou County. When I ran the Redding District Office, I supervised mostly Shasta and Siskiyou County.
Okay. I've seen you more than I ever saw Ted Gaines.
I was going to say that.
you know...
You've heard that before, I'll bet.
It's hard, especially Ted inherited the northern part of this district, and he was a business owner as well. And I've seen, you know, working for Ted for 5 years, I saw the difficulties of having to handle a business and being a state legislator as well. I don't think that he gave the best representation that this district deserved. What he did was come up here once or twice a year, and I don't think the constituents really deserved that.
Yeah.
It was
stay in front here.
Yeah.
When you're talking, Lane's moving his head. He's talking to both of us. You know, the thing about this is the last comments I have on Ted. Ted ran then and won for and became on the board of equalization.
That's correct.
And I see that they just got a 5% raise, and this has something to do with some of the questions we're going to ask, 5 or 6% raise. Now, everything I read shows, which takes them up to like $165,000 a year. And everything I've read says that 90% of their duties in the Board of Equalization has been taken away from them.
That is correct.
For cause. Now, how does a person get a 5% raise to $165,000 a year if 90% of their duties is gone, and so that means they're doing 10% of what they did before for 100 and get a raise for it?
You know, I find
what would you do? I mean, if you win, is this something you would address?
Well, I think initially that's why the state legislature addressed the issues that had been happening with the Board of Equalization in the first place. You know, that's something I would be willing to sit down and take a look at and see, you know, why was that 5% raise given?
Why are they still paid the same amount for doing 90% less is my question. You wouldn't be.
That's an excellent question that, you know, I think everyone is asking.
I'd like to go back to what you made the point about Senator Gaines not being able to be up here because he was a full-time businessman. That's part of my stick with this whole thing. The salaries that our elected officials that the Assembly and the Senate are making are full-time salaries.
Mm-hmm.
A person should be able to live on those. I know they get per diem when they're in the Capitol, if they're away from their home, all those things. I think that should be part of what we get is a full-time assemblyman.
I absolutely agree. I think if you're running for public office, the most important thing to the constituent is giving them the representation that they deserve. And that's why if I am elected into the Assembly, I will be giving up my small business to focus solely on representing this district.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair.
It's important.
But, you know, on some of them, they run, and their businesses, they've got to have a business when they leave. I mean, if I'm not going to mention Ted again, but if Ted hadn't won,
well, we can name several that we've had here. Yeah. The dentist from Grass Valley, Anna said.
Uh-huh.
He was a dentist, and that's what he did.
Well, Senator Daly is a business owner as well, and I think it's great to be a business owner and a legislator as long as you can handle both.
As long as you can handle both, that's the big thing here. We're here with Lane Rickard, who is running for the Assembly, 1st District. He is a homegrown boy here. I shouldn't say that, homegrown man here. But he had his boyhood here in Reading. His family lives here. So he is another representative from this area. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take an early break so we can get back into what he would do, what he would like to see accomplished if he was elected into the 1st District. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Serving the North State for over a quarter of a century, a veteran-owned business that can work on any type of make or model of heating or air conditioning. If you haven't had Martin out to come in and take a look at your system or his people, every one of them is trained, has gone through multiple schools. Have Lions Heating and Air come out, look at your air conditioning system, look at the air ducts. They came out the other day and did our six-month tune-up, and they found some of our air ducts had disconnected. So Cody was down in there and fixing them all up. It lifted the dog off the because the dog lays on the air conditioning ducts on the floor. Lifted her up off the air, and she was elevated 3 inches. That's how much more air was coming through. I may exaggerate just a little bit. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heated and Air. And before we break, I want to mention that a couple of things here. We talk about we don't know their names. Well, the soccer player that lifted the flag and put it over her shoulders is by the name of Kelly O'Hara. O'Hara or O'Mara?
O'Hara.
O'Hara. So she needs to have her.
Her name needs to be out there, too. There's more than one player on that soccer team.
That's right. And the Dow broke 27,000 for the first time ever. Wow. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Once my hand was made strong by the end of the Almighty.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Trish Clark and Carl Bott here today. This Thursday, the 11th of July. It is about 74 degrees, going up to 99 today. So enjoy this balmy weather as we have it. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Head on down there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. This is where Trish and Linda hang out in their spare time.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're with Lane Rickard, who is running for the Assembly District here, our first Assembly District, the spot that was vacated with the election of Brian Daly to Senate. He is a homegrown native from right here in Reading. has worked in politics since he's graduated from high school, working with on Ted Gaines with the senators. He's also worked on various campaigns, and now he's throwing his hat in the ring. Why?
One of the big reasons why I'm running is because I wholeheartedly believe that there's a crisis that the Republican Party faces here in California. California is on the cusp of becoming a one-party state. And if we don't find effective strategies to get Republicans back into office, I fear that that will continue. I think there are many ways towards getting Republicans back into state legislature. We need to start working with Republicans down south and trying to have more effective strategies towards getting Republicans elected into office. That's what needs to be done to get...
What are your strategies?
Like? Balance of power. One way is, in my opinion, through better identifying with younger individuals. I think the Republican Party has a hard time getting younger individuals involved and engaged in politics. And one of the big reasons I'm running is I hope to reignite that enthusiasm within young voters. I started a young Republican group in Shasta County aimed at closing that generational gap that the Republican Party is currently facing. These young Republicans actually even helped aided Brian Daly during his campaign for state Senate. I believe that if we can work towards finding more individuals that can identify with the Republican Party, we can really start seeing a change in that super minority that we currently face. I believe the party, the Republican Party, is the party of success. It's the party of ambitions. It's a party I think young individuals want to get involved into. It's just a matter of how we go about doing that.
But you come from a pretty solid Republican district.
Yes.
So here... The chances are that a Republican is going to be elected in this district.
That's correct.
How do we then get the other districts that are historically electing Democrats? How do you get that influence to get those young Republicans working in those areas?
I think that's when it comes down to political strategy. I think that's where Republicans fail. We are not reaching out to younger individuals. We're not getting enthusiasm that the Democrats have been able to achieve down south, and that's something we really need to start working on.
How would are you talking about expanding the tent of the Republican Party, and are they going to have to change ideas on illegals, on medical care?
On abortion, absolutely on all those
not. No, absolutely not. I think the Republican Party needs to just start doing a better job at identifying what our core principles are. It's success. It's opportunity. I think the idea of capitalism transcends through ethnic and social economic lines. And I think most Californians would agree with the idea that success is a good thing. And I think that's what the Republican Party has to offer to the constituents of this district. I wholeheartedly believe that this district and a few others up here in the North State are the shield that holds Republican conservatism alive. And if we don't start doing something, who's going to?
I couldn't agree with you more. I have often said that we have allowed them to set the premise. And instead of telling them that their premise is wrong, we spend the next 20 minutes trying to explain why we're okay with that premise.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can come in and they can say the moon is made of cheese, and instead of just saying the moon isn't made of cheese, we spend our time saying it's okay that it's made of cheese because. And we just need to stop, as you indicate, explain what we're really about instead of letting the press and the Democrats tell them what we're about.
You know, I think since the birth of the millennial generation, we've started to see a social connectedness that we've really never seen before. And I think Democrats have done a very good job of taking that social connectedness to manipulate facts and statistics. I think one of the strategies I would like to work for as a Republican in the state of California would be working towards getting more involvement on a social presence for the Republican Party.
Well, we have to get into that because that's obviously the future. We're watching print media go down. I mean, you know, 25% of all the jobs have been lost in 1 year. Lane, let's get into just basic questions here. What's your thoughts on the Second Amendment?
I wholeheartedly support the Second Amendment. I think the policies that California has been passing in terms of gun legislation is ridiculous. It's crazy that to now go buy ammunition, you have to go in and take a background check and pay another tax that's going to go straight to California.
Well, I have some tickets for you before you leave here for a gun raffle that's coming up at the Frontier Senior Center.
Well, thank you very much. However, I think there are some important issues in this district. When I worked for Senator Gaines, talking with constituents, I identified issues that I thought are most important to this area, and that's public safety, disaster relief, and development. If it's okay with you, I'd like to go into those issues a bit.
Sure. We're going to be asking you about other things here, too, like State of Jefferson.
Absolutely.
Because that, I asked that to everybody. I would like to hear what your idea is of bringing prosperity, more prosperity to this region.
Sure. So I'll talk first about public safety. I mean, this district really used to be an escape from the burdens that plagued bustling cities. Unfortunately, with the crime rates that we experience now, I don't think that's true anymore. California's mismanagement of crime has taken its toll on the well-being of this community. Small business fails, culture degrades, and tourism comes to a halt. To put it simply, crime has become so prevalent in this district that we find ways to normalize it in our everyday lives. Speaking with constituents or people of my age, you know, to normalize crime and homelessness that is happening here in Redding, that's very sad to see.
Have you seen Seattle Was Dying?
No, I have not.
The documentary. Were you at the Cascade Theater Tuesday night when they were discussing this?
No.
You need to take a look at Seattle Dying. They're blaming what they're saying in Seattle. It's a drug problem. Homelessness is caused by drugs in most the very large majority of the cases, at least in Seattle. So when you start talking about public safety here, a lot of the things that have been foisted on us is from the state. AB 109,
absolutely.
And then, of course, these two crazy propositions, 47 and 57. So when you talk about public safety, what is your what are some of the specifics that you're talking about bringing,
relief
up at there
to help us
that can help us in running?
Yeah, I think the North State, while we got funding for these bills, we were wholeheartedly not ready to equip the burden the burden of the crime that was pushed onto the North State. I think we need to get better funding. I think the state really needs to start identifying areas in California that have crime rates that are double or triple the national average and start working towards providing more funding for opportunities like jail space or, you know, law enforcement funding. To talk a little bit about homelessness with drug abuse as well, I think California really needs to start working towards pushing mental health programs to combat homelessness. You're absolutely right. I think a big stem of that is there's a lot of individuals that have some form of mental illness. That mental illness will lead to substance abuse. And then when officers respond to 5150s, they have to go, send them to local hospitals, and the hospitals have to take the burden of, you know, responsibility for these homelessness. And the hospitals aren't equipped to help homeless, you know, people that are suffering from substance abuse or mental illness. They're equipped to help people that, you know, are having injuries. We really need to get better mental health programs in this district that can start working towards rehabilitating the homeless problem that we face here in the North State.
How do you do that with, the state has, you know, released all these people on us. We have a mental health crisis here, but we also have the drug crisis. And I do agree with you, you know, they're interrelated. People are trying to self-medicate and all this. But again, this is at the state level. And, you know, I think they are starting to realize when you look at San Francisco, L.A., and San Diego, any of the major cities along the coast there. I mean, San Francisco just lost a major medical convention. This is like the third or fourth one they've lost. And one of the big reasons was the crime problem and what San Francisco has turned into.
Yeah.
You know, plus the cost is also high. But this it seems to me it's ripe, and I see where they're – I don't see where anybody is trying to push money down to the counties to make up for the amount of people that we have here that we're having problems with.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And, you know, I really think that – there are areas down south that are stereotypically blue areas that are experiencing these crime problems, and their legislatures are truly failing them. Their elected officials are failing them in trying to prevent crime from happening. And that's another shift I think Republicans really need to start capitalizing on, you know, working towards finding solutions to fight these problems that we face.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Lane Rickert, who is running for the Assembly, 1st District, and we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back and get into his. We were talking about, I think you want to talk about the fires.
Disaster relief.
Disaster relief. Okay, when we come back, and then there's a bunch of other questions here that are going to be rolling through. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. 15 years in the business, Sharon Clark is having a, has run this business, began this business, been running this business in such an outstanding manner. Voted best in the North State for, you know what, I don't know how many times. And there's a reason. It's because she provides the care and loving attention, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Home Helpers. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Lane Rickert. 8:29 in the morning. It's 76 degrees going up to 99 today. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55 plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, I'm starting to hear from people that are having real problems getting fire insurance. They're, you know, if you live in one of those areas that, you know, that the, you know, the insurance companies say, no, we're not even going to look at you, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She'll fight for you. She'll find something that will work for you. Judy Maxwell, helping families and veterans and seniors and business owners since 1993. 221-0441. Trish Clark and I are here at 8:34 in the morning on the 11th of July with Lane Rickard, who is running for office for the 1st Assembly District. And we're talking about the things he'd like to accomplish, and one is public safety. And now we're gonna, now one of the other one of his main three platforms, steps or planks, is also now emergencies. Or did I say that right?
Disaster relief.
Disaster relief. Okay.
This really stems from the Camp and Tar fire. I think that brought devastation in this district that we've really never experienced before. Like everyone from Reading, I looked in awe as the fires crept away a mile from our home. And having the opportunity to work with State Senator Ted Gaines, I got to witness firsthand the repercussions of this fire. There's a lot of cities in this district that are similar, that have similar conditions to Paradise, for example. And Paradise had, you know, been 90% destroyed.
Yeah.
I think it's the state's responsibility to start identifying areas in this district and all throughout the state of California that are potential fire hazards and start working towards creating fire prevention strategies to make sure that something like that never happens again.
Well, in fact, they did recognize it because they've already put the tax on those state disaster areas and state controlled areas, and they came out and said, we know this is, we need money. What happened to all that money?
You know, what had happened was Governor Brown had come to this part of the district, and he spoke with constituents, and he realized that there actually was a problem. And as a big environmentalist guy that he is, it was really interesting to hear him say, yeah, maybe, you know, tree densities are affecting this district, and maybe forest management is the way to go. And then right after that, we got a new governor elected into office, and I think that brought on new problems and new challenges that he was fighting for. I do believe, however, one issue I would like to create as a bill, if I made it into the assembly, would be when I was talking to law enforcement agents and fire responders during evacuation notices, we heard a big problem that there was a difficulty reaching out to everyone on such a short notice to get individuals evacuated from their homes. I'd really like to create a state program that would allow individuals to work with emergency services in the state of California, to work with local law enforcement and firefighters, to get the proper training that they need so they would have permission to go and try to help send out evacuation notices for individuals. So it would put less of a burden on law enforcement and firefighters.
Okay. There's a number of other factors facing us in the state, and one of them is the PERS. Senator Daley said at one point not that long ago that if PERS raises drops their percentage again so that the counties and cities have to pick it up, that there's going to be several cities going bankrupt. What's your take on PERS and the unfunded liabilities that we have out there?
Yeah, I mean, that really is a problem. I think funding management in the state of California in general is a problem, and a lot of local municipalities are having difficulties with issues like that. And that is a conversation that really needs to be had between local government and state government. And I think that conversation isn't really being had on one side of the political spectrum.
You know, part of the issue with PERS is their investment policies and need to be – they've gone – because of their environmental leanings and their very left thinking – they have refused to invest in companies that do certain things like guns and cigarettes or what are those things. That's when the PERS return and the money they were earning hit so hard that doubled up these fees and started all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that the assembly can address that?
in its current state in a super minority, I'm not sure that would be a change with Democrats. And that's the problem that we face right now. We are in a super minority. We can't even repeal.
But the assembly could control it if we could get enough Republicans.
That's correct.
To do it.
That is correct. If we could get a proper assembly to work towards solving these issues, we absolutely could.
You believe the Republican Party could be the party of the future?
I wholeheartedly believe the Republican Party can be the party of the future.
But you've got to get that message out there, Wayne.
Absolutely.
So being in an elected office would help be able to do that.
Absolutely. Working in a state capacity, being able to work with other Republican state organizations as an assemblyman would give me the ability to try and work towards finding better strategies towards getting Republicans back in office.
Part of the things that go on is, you know, the one thing that Brian Daly did very well, in my opinion, was reaching across the aisle.
Yes.
Can you reach across the aisle and still support and still represent a more conservative district?
You know, I think the issues that we're fighting for, public safety, disaster relief, development, these aren't issues that are Republican or Democrat. These are issues that all Californians agree with. I think it's just there's some problems when it comes to communication about the best ways to solve them. One thing that Brian Daly did very, very well, and I appreciate deeply, is he was able to go down to the southern part of California, reach out to state legislators, go and hear about their issues, and then ask them to come up and see that we are vastly different than our southern counterparts. That's something I'd like to do in the assembly as well.
The state of Jefferson is a continuing battle up here from some very dedicated people. Your thoughts on the state of Jefferson?
You know, and I'm sure, as you know, the California Supreme Court decided that voters could not vote on that. It would have to go through the state legislature. And I think that's where the problem is initially going to stem with the state of Jefferson. There is a disconnect between the North State and our southern counterparts. There's different cultures. There's different political views. But before we work towards the state of Jefferson, we're skipping some steps. We need to get Republicans back in control of the state legislature before we could even pass a bill that would work towards the state of Jefferson. And if at that point we still feel disconnected when we're back into a Republican majority here in California, then yes, I'd be open to the idea of having a conversation of what it would look like to split California up.
Okay.
I think that the reality is, regardless of who's in charge, this state is too big to govern as one state. As you indicate, there are too many differences. Small example, senior meals. They give the same amount of money for a home-delivered meal in Los Angeles as they give in Shasta County.
Yes.
We might have to drive 85 miles to deliver that one meal in Shasta County, and they serve 1,000 meals within a one-block area.
It's the same thing.
They get the same amount of money for that meal.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with taxes for, like, housing development, for example. You know, we face the burden of California's ridiculously high tax policies. And maybe that could be resolved if we got a Republican majority back into the state legislature. You know, we're spending so much on needless things. We don't need high-speed rails right now. Yeah. We need roads that don't destroy your cars because they're so bumpy. We need to work on a water reservoir system. I think that recent drought just showed us we do not have proper capacity of water reservoir.
We have a drought every 7 years.
So are you for the raising of the Shasta Dam?
So I believe during the drought that we faced here in California, the north part of the state really didn't see that much of a burden when it came to water measures. It really did affect our farmers, but what was affecting our farmers the most was that Southern California had no water reservoir systems to give to their farmers or to, you know, their municipalities. We took the front of that. We had to send all our water down Sacramento for Southern California. I think what we should do is start identifying areas in Southern California that desperately need water reservoir systems and give them that water they need so they can stop taking water from us.
Well, the Sykes Reservoir has been a comment ever since I've lived here 12 years.
It's
been around for like 20 or 30 years.
We
still can't get that thing built. What's going on?
We have had so many opportunities to improve our water reservoir systems, and we've decided not to every time. So, yeah, I think California really needs to look at improving their water reservoir systems.
The only time we look at it is when they're in the middle of a drought, and as soon as the drought's over, we have plenty of water, and they go around they don't do anything about it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, just real quick, we have plenty of water. We just keep running it out to the ocean. But anyway, as far as the state of Jefferson goes, be more than happy to chit-chat with you, let you know what's going on, give you the statistics on the financial position.
Please.
But legislatively, I mean, you made a couple of comments about law and order. I don't really know if the state of California or the assembly can do anything about law and order. I think that has to be local. I mean, it's an appealing issue to voters, but I think the jurisdiction is local simply because your comrades down there in the legislative body all voted for these different laws that we have that make it to where we can't do anything as far as these criminals go, making things that were felonies, misdemeanors, et cetera. So I don't, maybe all Californians want that. But when you have only 19 out of the 80 in the assembly, in fact, it's really 18 because Chad Mays is about one biscuit away from being a Democrat, I think that that's a good local issue. But I think that the planning for that we need to do, and I think that, you know, you need to hit on, is the fact that we need to change the laws that are there. And I don't know how you do that reaching across the aisle. On the other side of the aisle are the people who created those laws.
I absolutely agree, and that's, I mean, a big part of that is getting a Republican majority back in the legislature, at least to a point where we can start, you know, getting out of the super minority.
Well, we've got to at least get, we've got to at least knock out the super majority.
Well, yeah. But according to Steve Frank, and I know you know who he is, according to Steve Frank, he was basically, and this has been shown to be a fact, there are 80 assemblymen. We have 19, really 18. And by the time the election comes, the forecast by the Republicans is they'll be down to 15. Now, how do you turn that portion around? And that's why we're doing a state split. That's why we're doing the court cases. So I'd be very happy to talk to you about that, explain it to you, answer any question you may have, because really and truly reality is the Republican Party is so far down that it's going to take years and years and years and years. And at the current pace of California, with what's going on with law and order, with what's going on with taxes and what's going on with our economy in California, I don't know if we have years and years and years and years to go. One last caveat, and then I'll get off here. And that is that when you look at the Senate, we only have 10 senators out of 40 on the Republican side. So really and truly, I think it's just time to make a stand. So I'd be more than happy and would love to talk to you and answer any question that you have.
I'll give you Terry's phone number, and plus I know is that the Patriot Party would love to have you show up at their
absolutely
at their Monday meeting at some point.
Love to attend and have a conversation. And I do agree with you, but I think we need to start working towards identifying strategies towards getting Republicans back into office. If we just give up on that notion,
no.
Republican conservatism will die.
No, there's no giving up on it. The problem is that you have to have new leadership that's willing to do it. And our past leadership has not been willing to do it.
Okay. Hey, Terry, this is a great conversation that Lane are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks for calling. And
those
are salient points, too, but I think y'all are agreeing on this, that we need to change the Republican Party and get more people into it.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, let's take a look at how do we keep who we are, those things that we hold dearly, and then not give that away just to open the tent up. So, okay. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And give them a call at 244-9478. Just remember, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Senator's Congressman B.T. the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are
changing. Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner, and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Come on. Let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. You know, I really like the owners of this station.
I do,
especially,
too.
Especially yeah. that woman.
Yeah,
she thought.
She thought,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, Carl Bott, and Trish Clark here today. It's Thursday. I always love Thursdays with Trish.
I love Thursdays, and I miss not being here when I'm out of town. I miss that.
You know, a lot of times I turn over and say, "What do you think?" And there's nobody there.
Oh.
And then, so, I don't
and
get anything.
The producer has to answer.
I really have to do more work on Thursdays, because I come on Thursdays and know you're here. I don't write down a whole page of stuff. Because
we always can find something to talk
because
about.
Because I know you've always got a comment. Anyway, hey, you've got a big event coming up.
I do. The Anderson Rotary, which is all, you know, they're the greatest cooks in Shasta County, are doing a prime rib dinner on July 30th. We've got a gun raffle. I have tickets for a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, your choice, 9mm or 40 caliber. Need not be present to win. Those tickets are $10. But we're going to have a gun raffle at the thing, a lot of raffle baskets, this beautiful prime rib dinner, and all of the proceeds go for the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
And I'm going to have 6 tickets to give away.
There you go.
In 3 sets of 2 tickets. And we'll start giving those away tomorrow.
Okay.
And because I've got 6 tickets that I purchased because I believe the Frontier Senior Center is a great, great place.
You know, it serves all the seniors in the South County and has been there for 22 years. It's owned by seniors. It's not a government. There's no government money, grants, anything involved in that. So it's owned and operated by seniors. And the issues that need to be taken care of down there, and the Rotary is kind enough to do this fundraiser, we want to fill that place up. Tickets available. You can call 365-3254 to get tickets. Contact me. Contact any Anderson Rotary member. Get your tickets and let's fill that place up. So appreciate it.
You know what? I'm going to ask Trish to leave 10 of those raffle tickets here. If you want to come down and pick up a raffle ticket for an M&P Shield, you can buy them from me.
Perfect.
And they're $10. They're $10. So,
and you need not be present to win that gun.
But I'll take your money and I'll give you the receipt and your piece of the ticket, and I'll make sure it gets into the drawing. So
perfect. Thank you.
That way you don't have to go all the way someplace
Anderson,
else and try and find it. You can just buy them right here at the station.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, we are here with Lane Rickard, who's running for the first assembly spot that's open now. The primary election is going to be on the 27th of August, and then the final on the first Tuesday in November. It'll be the top two vote getters, of course, that go into that. We got like about, 6 minutes left. Let's talk about business in California. Every year, the CEO's magazine ranks California the worst place in the world, okay, in the United States, to do business. And we've been consistently bad with that. We've been consistent with the amount of businesses that are moving out of California. And God help us if the tech industry decides to move into another state. Right now they haven't. But what can you do in the assembly to kind of put brakes on this?
Well, you make a really great point. We are currently bleeding business right now in California. California treats businesses like it's a privilege to have one in the state of mm-hmm. California, not a right. One thing we really need to do is let's work towards getting 30 Republicans back into the state legislature. At that point, we can start vetoing taxes that are coming through from these ridiculous taxes that put a burden on small business.
And the regulations.
Absolutely. My family, who owns a tool and die shop here in Reading for 50 years, has faced the same crisis that so many small business owners face. It's having a hard time of hiring full staff, of giving them proper insurance benefits, because California puts such a burden on all of these that it makes it difficult to do something like that.
Well, when we do business, you know, every time we turn around, it's another tax. We just increased the gas tax by 5.6 cents per gallon. I mean, that is a regressive tax,
And the governor
regressive
wants to know why our gas is so high.
Yeah, you know, and it hurts people of lower incomes. You know, when I have to go fill up a tank now, it's cost me almost another $8 to fill up a tank. And, you know, that means is that trucks are running down the road, that, you know, the cost of food goes up. Everything goes up.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, that tax was really pushed through the legislature. There was a lot of Democrats from rural areas that said, hey, this is going to affect my constituents. But there was a lot of environmentally friendly, quote-unquote friendly individuals that really wanted to push that gas tax through. A lot of that pressure came from Sacramento. It came from the governor's office itself. I think there is right now even some opportunity to fight and work with Democrats and go across the aisle to fight gas taxes. And no one wants to pay high gas taxes. No one really wants to pay taxes in general, especially when you put it on people that are suffering from low income as it is. It becomes a burden to even travel to work.
Well, and if any of the things that they promised are going to happen as a result of these taxes actually happened, we would have the finest roads in the whole world if the money that is supposed to be going for roads from gas taxes had gone there.
Hey, at least we have a high-speed rail that goes maybe 30 miles.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't even go 30 miles yet. I don't even think they broken ground on this. I tell you what. Anyway, enough of that. We've got like 2 minutes left. Sum up your candidacy here in 2 minutes.
Why should we vote for you?
Why should we vote for Lane Rickard?
I think you should vote for me because with my experience, I am the only candidate running that has actually had state experience, that has met with local leaders on a state capacity and has worked with constituents on a state level. I really got to witness firsthand the issues that this district faces, and I feel that I would give the best representation when it came to representing Assembly District 1.
Okay. Well, that was quick. I thought we'd have another minute there. Hey, okay, and here's a minute question for you. The governor in the state has just said they're going to spend a whole lot of money making our state safer by clearing out forest. Did I understand that right when they said that? Or start taking out the fuel from the forest as part of the fire prevention?
Well, are you talking about the biofuel methods where you go across
the
forest
ground? Well, I'm
talking
about, they said that they're going to start clearing out ladder fuels and things like that. Did I understand that right?
They certainly have been that conversation. I didn't know that they'd actually taken
money for that yet.
Money.
Well, I think that's probably one of the few things that's going to save us. We've got to clear out the underbrush.
I don't know now with the fires, but beforehand we had a tree density level that has been higher than the past 100 years in California. It was truly a wildfire waiting to happen. We need to bring some form of lumbering back into this district to give our forest the proper health that it deserves. Forests are just like bushes. You know, if you allow it to grow too big, it starts to grow bad. It starts to die off, and that's what had happened. And that's why we face a lot of time with droughts as well.
Did anybody recognize the term spotted owl?
Well, I understand they taste a lot like. Oh, never mind. We've got to run here. Lane Rickert, thank you so much for being with us. It won't be the last time.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm going to have everybody's going to come through again before August 27th tomorrow. Gosh, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow, possibly Congressman Lamoff. I think he's planning on being on here tomorrow with us. Everybody have a great day. Thanks so much, Trish, for being here.
See you next Thursday.
It's going to be up to 99 today, people. Just take care. Just don't leave your dogs in the car, or kids, or older people. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I won't. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Reed.